An icon of Boston media has died. Chet Curtis, a nightly news anchor for 5 decades in Boston, passed away last night after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Curtis was part of the team that launched Channel 5, WCVB-TV, in 1972. He later moved to NECN. Chet Curtis was 74 years old. For more this morning, we turn now to WBUR's David Boeri, a longtime reporter at Channel 5 who worked with Chet Curtis at News Center 5.
If you lived in Greater Boston and had a television back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it took only one syllable to recognize him, and just two more to recognize him and his partner and why they were so special.
Now, the news of New England and the world, live from News Center 5 at 6.
Good evening, I'm Chet Curtis.
And I'm Natalie Jacobson.
Two stars, three syllables, Chet and Nat. They formed the most famous anchor team on the most popular newscast in one of the biggest television markets in America when the New York Times called WCVB-TV the best TV station in the country.
They owned the town. Chet and Natalie owned the town.
Recalls former Channel 5 reporter and anchor Peter Mahigan, who was the host of the magazine program Chronicle.
Chet was just so at ease out there. The guy could do anything. He'd make you angry. He was so good.
He was born Chester Kukievich in upstate New York. He became a teenage crooner, a tryout for Arthur Godfrey's talent scouts, and a newsreader for a local radio station at 15. When he came to Boston in the 1960s, television news was largely black and white, shot on film, and rip and read from clacking teletype machines. There were no live shots, no satellites. And then, suddenly, there were.
Chet could handle anything on television, anything.
Says Susan Warnock, a longtime reporter and anchor on News Center 5. He was Mr. Smooth when the world was in chaos and the bells and whistles of technology were still undependable. Self-assured and reassuring. If the world was coming to an end at 7, Chet Curtis was the guy you wanted to break the news to you at 6. Here's Peter Mahigan again.
He was the whole package. He was a good-looking guy. You know, he had a great set of pipes, as we used to say, a great voice. And he was smart as a whip. I mean, the guy could do it all.
For television news, it was the age of Camelot, with all the fanfare. Though Chet never took himself too seriously, he was a knight at the round table. The on-screen chemistry between Chet and Nat, dubbed the Madonna of Boston television, paralleled their off-screen romance. It led to their marriage and then to the birth of a daughter, which, like the couple themselves, was covered as royalty. By the measure of audience and ratings, WCVB was top of the pops. Susan Warnock.
Everyone who ever worked with Chet Curtis would tell you the same thing. He's a wonderful man with a huge heart who was embarrassed in many ways by his own celebrity and his own success.
Chet and Nat covered royalty, the visits of Queen Elizabeth, the bicentennial, the tall ships, Pope John Paul II in a rainstorm. They covered the national conventions, presidential campaigns, marathons, hurricanes, and blizzards.
Thoroughly professional. He was in total control of the moment.
Says retired WCVB reporter Clark Booth.
He understood the business. He understood its limitations. He understood its downside. He didn't take it that seriously. He didn't fall in love with himself on the air like so many people in that position do.
Natalie was the star. Chet was the quarterback. They led a team of extraordinary reporters. Back when news directors were serious, budgets were ambitious, and TV news consultants were still kept to the corner. When someone with the intellect and literary gifts of Clark Booth summons the phrase golden age, you know the quality of news and the reporters Chet cheered on were special.
My God, I mean, it was extraordinary. We functioned at a level compatible with the networks, and it was extraordinary. What Jerusalem was to the prophets, we were to the industry. You had to come through Channel 5 in order to make it big. It was unbelievable.
And then it wasn't. Nothing lasts forever. And Chet and Nat ended their marriage in 1999. She stayed on as anchor. He left sadly, but without complaint. I never had a lifetime contract, he used to say. He headed for his next job at New England Cable News with no less professionalism, skill, or charm. near the end of his life, as he was inducted into the Massachusetts Broadcasters Hall of Fame, he looked back with gratitude.
I have won the lottery every time the camera blinked on. It is the stuff of dreams to be paid for, doing what you've done, what you love. Thank you for this rich honor. Thanks for the 50 great years.
Chet Curtis was a champion to the end, but gone was the golden age when, Clark Booth remembers, News Center 5 even covered the Berlin Wall coming down.
It just takes my breath away to think of all that we did, and it's very sad to realize that it will never happen again.
Like it did when Chet Curtis was king, and a reporter could proudly say, back to you, Chet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.